yesterday, so you could catch up on while you Torah. Yesterday we finished the psulim of shofar, so now we move on to Tav Kuf Pei Zayin Din HaTokeh L'Sol Chabor. HaTokeh B'Sol Chabor or B'Sol Hama'ara. Blow shofar in a pit or a cave. Osama Omdim B'Sol Chabor V'Hama'ara Yatsu. The people standing in the pit are Yotzei, the mitzvah. V'Omdim B'Chutz, the people outside. Im kol shofar shamu yatsu. If they hear the sound of the shofar, they're yotzei. Im kol havara shamu lo yatsu. And if they hear a kol havara, they're not yotzei. So the question is, what does kol havara mean? So it's machlokas whether kol havara means like an echo, or it just means, or it means a weaker sound, or it means a mixture of the real sound and the not real sound. So the Rishonim say that the reason that this halacha is taught is because back in their time, the time of the Gemara, there was a gzeira that if they did mitzvos that the non-Jews would kill them, so therefore they had to hide in the boros and the ma'aros, but we'll see how it really is shayach to us also, even though we're not in pits or anything like that. So again, if the people who are in the pit, so they definitely hear the sound of the shofar, so they are going to be yotze. But the people that are outside of the pit, so it sounds like they could decide for themselves whether they heard the real sound of the shofar or they heard the kol havar. And the poskim say that the reason that it depends on how deep the pit is and how far away from the person blowing the shofar you are. And therefore, everyone needs to decide for themselves whether they are hearing the real sound of the shofar or not. That is the opinion of the Rush. However, the opinion of the Ritva is different. And the Ritva says that no matter what, if you're outside of the pit, then you're not going to be yotze. And therefore, you have the opinion of the Taz, which is a very important opinion, which is shaykh to us, which is that if you're standing outside of a shul, the Taz says that you're not going to be yotze, the tkiyah shofar. If you're standing outside of the shul, even if you hear the shofar, it's very likely, says the Taz, that we need to be choshish that you're not hearing the actual sound of the shofar, and you're actually hearing the kol havara, and he says that you should really be choshish for this opinion. The Mishnah Berurah says you should be choshish for this opinion to make sure to hear the shofar a second time if you find yourself in such a situation, to hear the shofar again, but you wouldn't need to make another bracha, but you should be sure to hear the shofar again. This is what the Ber Halacha discusses, and that's what he says, even though it seems like it's not so simple that you're not hearing the sound of the shofar. You probably really are hearing the sound of the shofar when you're outside. Since everyone brings this down la halacha, we need to be careful regarding this to make sure you're in the shul when the shofar is blown. Another way that this comes up is regarding hearing aids. So it's a big machokas regarding hearing aids, whether you could be yotzei the mitzvah of tkia shofar hearing through a hearing aid. Some say that that's a kol havara, and that's what Ramosha Feinstein says, that you really can be yotzei, whereas the Minchas Elazar says you can't be yotzei. Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach says you can't be yotzei for other reasons, but obviously if you find yourself in such a situation, if you're able to hear without the hearing aid, so then it's better to not have the hearing aid when you are doing it. Why does this only exist by the mitzvah of shofar and by no other mitzvahs? We never find this psul of kol havara by other mitzvahs. You don't find it by Megillah or anything else. Kriyas HaTorah, we don't say, the Gemara never discusses it. So the Levush says it's because the Pasuk says, Va'avarta shofar, that havara is a sound of a hachraza, of announcing. And when something is announced, so then that's when you have this concern that it needs to be this sound and no other sound. But Kriyas HaTorah, even if another sound is going to be mixed in, he says, the Levush says that that will be okay. One more line. If you're blowing in a very large barrel, so the same thing is true, that if you hear the sound of the shofar, you're going to be yotze. But if you're hearing the kol havara, then you are not going to be yotze. So again, what is mostly shayach for us, l'maisa, is standing outside of a shul will be a problem, and hearing aids would potentially be a problem as well.